That's right. The Drive is live. Byron is in the building because Tyler is in Minneapolis. More on that. Tyler sent a picture this morning. Got up. Tyler slid down to the Breakfast Club. Go ahead, baby. I see you, Tyler. Got the chicken and waffles rolling there. Him and Megan look like they went in and said, let's stand in this line this morning, get a little bit of that Breakfast Club. Go ahead with them. But no, have a good time and come on out with us on this Football Friday as we are here at Aranda's Sports Bar. Listen, I've already had some fajitas. I've had some steak fajitas. It was well put together. It was very, very delicious, very tasty. And as Clint said before we were on the air, Clint said you could throw the menu up there. You could take a dart and throw it at it, and he could just get himself good and feeling good from anything that dart hits.
Hey, I used to throw some darts in a couple of the old watering holes around Baytown, man. You got to just extend to the target, boom, just throw them darts out there. So I could probably
never,
hit.
Never done that.
You ain't never thrown darts? You'd love darts. You like as much of that, what do you call it, beer pong you like?
I've never thrown
darts.
Hey,
look, you'll mess around. I see you and Courtney, members of a dart league, in one of these old smoky neon joints around here somewhere. It's addicting now.
No, I see some guys be wearing like the things around their forearms, like I've seen competition stuff on the Ocho or something.
It's like, just I'd never played anything other than just the regular old darts, throw at the bullseye and try to outscore or whatever, you know. But the cricket game is you know, where you got to obviously hit every number on the board kind of deal. And so you can do it in teams, and you got to hit each number three times, whether it's a double or a triple or a single. It's a really fun game. It goes pretty quick, and you can play in teams. You'd absolutely love it, man. I could see you doing that. If they had a dartboard in here, maybe we could throw them around a little bit.
Yeah, why not? I wouldn't mind it. But they got a station right here next to this bar, and margaritas are rolling right here. You could see them, and you can come out and enjoy it. As we said here, Football Friday. Every single Friday, again, just to reset again, where we, what you could potentially win, as we're here at Aranda Sports Bar. Every hour, we will hook somebody up with tickets. You got to be in the building though, and you'll see. You can't miss our raffle box as soon as you roll in. Tickets to the University of Houston as they will host the Iowa State Cyclones. Every hour, you'll be able to win that and a prize pack from the University of Houston, includes a T-shirt and some other things also. As Clint said, two Academy Sports and Outdoor $25 gift cards as well. You got a chance to win those. And I was off. It is five $25 gift cards. We're hooking people up for Aranda Sports Bar and Grill or any of the locations they have. Five, one per hour. We're hooking people up. As you can win those gift cards. All you got to do is be in here, sign your name, put it in the raffle box, and hang with us for the next couple of hours, and you'll have a chance to win those. And I see, boy, she's cutting up the fruit. They ready to get it in today.
Fresh
today.
Fresh. Hey. Yeah. Not fresh. No. Them oranges over there. Hey, Ron,
focused.
There's
look at how meticulous
dialed in.
She is focused on this thing.
Dialed in.
I might have to get me one. And
got an LSU fan over in the building. Y'all be careful. Look out for that guy. You actually got five tickets. You can get one hour. You can give two away, Chief.
Oh,
think
boy,
about that. Unless you're gonna stick around for an extra hour.
No, I gotta take the boys to the barbershop. But no, man, it's gonna be a good time out here. So come hang out with us, Clint. The people, I want to kick this off here. The Texans on this Football Friday, they are a 2-point favorite on the road in Minneapolis, and we look at this. Minnesota is 2-0. This is one of the surprises, I believe, on the schedule. I think when you looked at the schedule, I don't believe we looked at it and thought the Vikings are going to be a tough test. I think when you went through the schedule, you checked this one as a win. Many Texans fans did. But the Vikings appear to be a better team. They are 2-0. They just beat the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers, and they control that game the whole way. Sam Darnold has looked really, really good. And I would just throw this out. 2-point favorite. You're 2-0. They're 2-0. You're going on the road. Is this a time where you have reached the place where you now expect the Houston Texans to win this game on Sunday against a Vikings team that's 2-0 that just beat the 49ers? Are you at the expectation, a team, I know you're still holding out hope, that may not be without their top two running backs, some injury concerns there, loss of Brevin Jordan. Do you expect for them to walk in and win this game?
Yes.
So this is an expectation. You expect them to do what the Niners couldn't do.
Yes.
That's where you are, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you're the Niners, how early did Deebo Samuel go out of that game?
Not sure.
I'm not sure either, but they were missing Christian McCaffrey, and I don't want to minimize their victory. It was a good victory. But at the end of the day, if Sam Darnold led, and not knocking Sam Darnold, as I've said before, I think more highly of Sam Darnold, have thought more highly of Sam Darnold than most for a long time now. But there's the reality of it is they let Kirk Cousins go. The quarterback they drafted in the first round gets hurt. They bring in a journeyman that has played poor football his entire career for one reason or another. And that guy is quarterbacking. Yes, they've got a good supporting cast. Yes, they've got an X-factor wide receiver that's a top two or three guy in the entire NFL. Hell, he may be the best.
Yeah, Jefferson will be playing.
Absolutely. So I get it. But when it comes to the Texans right now, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't believe the Minnesota Vikings are viewed as a Super Bowl caliber team, even though they're sitting at 2-0. Even though they beat the Giants, even though they turned around and beat the San Francisco 49ers, I don't believe there's anybody looking at the Minnesota Vikings and going, Super Bowl caliber, Super Bowl contender. I don't think Vegas is doing it. I don't think anybody in their right mind that covers the NFL is doing it at this point in time. Now, you may be at week 8. You may be at week 6. But right now, it's not happening. So, and on the other hand, the Texans are in that conversation. Absolutely are in that conversation. They've been in that conversation for a while now. I think it's legit starting off 2-0 with what we've seen from this team. This is a game that the Texans got to go on the road and win this football game. Absolutely. If you're gonna be a Super Bowl contending football team, this is one you got to go get.
Yeah. Man, it's the question that we're talking about. Have you reached a point with the Texans? Understanding who may be available, who may not be available, have you reached the point where you view this is a game you expect the Texans to win, right? Like Sunday night, the Bears coming into town with a rookie quarterback, you expected the Texans to win. You would be disappointed if the Texans lost that game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know that I was that way against the Colts. I don't know that I would have been disappointed.
You are now. If you would be now, right?
Now. But walking into it, I wouldn't say that I would have been expect that they walk in and win, that they're this team. That if they hadn't just done this to the Niners, that is the
big
thing
win
to hold up. Because the Niners went into Minneapolis, and this is a team, even without Deebo, this is a team that still, you know, has Ayuk, and they got a running game where, yes, Christian completely changes it, but they still rushed, had their – they still rush for 100 yards in that game. Their running back still rush for 100 yards. Like, it is hard for me to say go do what the San Francisco 49ers, who have been, I think, the second best organization the last couple of years, go do what the San Francisco 49ers couldn't do. I think absolutely they can win this game. I think absolutely they deserve to be favorites in this game, even though the Vikings are 2-0. But I don't know if I've quite gotten to a point with this young team to say, I expect you to go on the road and beat another 2-0 team that's playing really well, that just at home beat the NFC favorite.
Well, I mean, here's where I'm at, Ron. I expect them to go win this football game. I think they are the better football team. I think they're convincingly better than the Minnesota Vikings. Am I going to fall off the wagon and all of a sudden get concerned if they don't take care of business on the road 1 week of a 17-week season? No, it's Minnesota's a good team. I think if you lose this game and they continue to play well, you look up mid-season, you look up 10, 12 games into the season, and you go, hey, you don't like to lose, but that wasn't a bad loss. It's not going to look like the Atlanta loss or the Carolina loss from last year. But my expectations for this football team are, I don't care if it's at home or on the road, when you're up against another team that has zero conversation about being a Super Bowl contender, I expect you to go handle your business and win.
Okay. So that's where you are.
Ain't nobody in their right mind would shape their lips to say a Sam Darnold-led Minnesota Viking team is a Super Bowl contender. And the Texans have been in that conversation since last year.
You're at the point that any team that they face, no matter if it's home or road, that you don't consider a contender, you have the expectation that they win.
100%. Absolutely.
Someone's texting in, newsflash, Purdy isn't CJ. CJ is better than Purdy, end of story. That's true. CJ is also better than Caleb Williams. CJ is also better than Anthony Richardson. And I think if you play the way you played in those two games as a team on Sunday, I think you may lose that game. Even though especially against the Vikings, I think you may lose that game if you play that. So, yes, I agree. They have the upper hand there at that point. This guy can coach and has gotten something the best out of him. So I get the thought of that, but the way they played the last couple of weeks, I'm not sure they go in and beat the Vikings. So I think and understand why they're favored. This is just another step here going on.
It would be a solid win for the Texans. It would be a huge win for the Minnesota Vikings.
Followed by, which was a big, huge win for them last week.
I think
if the Vikings win this game, I think clearly people will look at the Vikings differently.
Mm-hmm.
If they go back to back weeks and beat the Vikings, they're rolling through, boy.
That little margarita with a little tahini on top. Come on,
I'm telling you, folks out here.
Come on,
can get themselves excited. Clint, we know Bryce is in the building holding it down, holding the ones and twos down because Tyler's out. Clint and Tyler is he's told us he's touched down in Minneapolis. He's in Minneapolis.
Only has he made it, I saw some chicken and waffles he was nailing.
That was here. That was at the Breakfast Club here. Yeah, he was here at Houston.
Oh.
He was at the Breakfast Club here. But then,
I mean, he was sending pictures of his food before he ever touched down in Minnesota, huh?
Yes. Flew out, got to Minnesota.
Boy, I tell you what.
Now, if the Texans do lose.
You really got Andy. You really got him. He's confused right now.
What'd he do? What'd I do?
You don't see what's going on?
What's going on?
That you are dialed into your computer on YouTube, so your camera's coming from your laptop. Andy thinks it's coming from that camera right there, and he keeps moving.
I'm looking so I can see Byron. Oh, Andy, yeah, just.
Hey, Andy's got that. Hey, look, that thing right there. All joking aside, that camera right there would be good on Yao Ming and Ron.
That does look a little high, doesn't it?
Hey, I'm thinking, what are we doing over here? I didn't mean to interrupt you, boy, but that YouTube, that streaming stuff, boy, I tell you, it's a different level.
It is, but and they'll have us right. But Tyler is going to Minneapolis. This will be the third time since we've been doing this show, third year in a row that Tyler goes to a road game. Now, he's 0-2. He went to Denver.
He's bad luck, man.
He went to Denver and wore that Davis Mills jersey.
I think he was 2-for-5 in his bets last night, too.
And they were tight. They were tight, winnable games. Tight, winnable games for the Texans. And they lost to Denver. And then last year, the worst loss of the season, they lose to the Carolina Panthers, in which he shows up there in the D'Amico Ryan jersey. He is now going in the
Ryan jersey.
It was. He's going in. Him and his wife are wearing matching red battle red
Stroud
jerseys with black bottoms. I believe that's what they've.
So black britches.
Yep.
Black bottoms. Are they going to have red Vans matching too?
Oh, I don't think she's wearing Vans. I think she draws a line there.
I got one of my. Oh, Tyler said they've got multiple colors of matching Vans.
Do they? Well, hell, yeah. They may be head to toe. That would be disturbing.
Hey,
be honest with
we
you.
Need to talk about that.
That'd be disturbing.
How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't do it.
I mean, you and Courtney, if y'all go to a game somewhere, go to San Diego, man, you're going to see a game, and we're gonna get baby blue jersey and baby blue Vans and black bottoms all
not
together matching.
Not a chance in hell.
What if they were baby blue Jordans?
Not a chance. I mean, I'd wear them, and we wouldn't wearing them.
Y'all wouldn't wear them together.
The only time that me and Courtney have come close to Matt, we family reunion T-shirts. That's it, baby.
Well, that's understandable.
We got to wear them.
Hey, I got one of my partners, boy. Him and his wife. They go on. On vacation, and they all take the same. They got 3-4 different pair of Jordans. They're all matching.
Oh, head to toe.
Outfit. Oh, everything's matching.
Head to toe. Tyler and Megan are in that same situation. But Like this is a thing. If he goes down there and they lose to the Vikings, and this is 3 years in a row, like this, the bad luck, it's a thing. It's a thing. Like, we let him get away with it last year against the Panthers. After a while, we let him get out of that. But it is seriously a thing. If Tyler goes down there and lose for a third time, he's just got to stop. He's a bad luck charm. Like, now it would really build. He was there game seven last year against the Rangers when they just absolutely got destroyed. I mean, this would end the debate that Tyler is a Houston bad luck.
And it's going to crush him, too, because he's just going to he's gonna quit going on away games. I mean, it's just, you're going to have to tell him you can't go no more. Stay your ass at home, man. Stay up there in Kingwood.
He said he's got to keep going. Huh? He got to quit going. No, he's going to keep going is what he's going to do. He's going to say, the hell with it. But, yeah, Tyler, you're right. Tyler is going to have to stay his ass home and do it for Houston. Someone said, if he loses, I'm going to kill him.
Tyler's got a lot on the line here. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to bet. He's going to have 10 different bets as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tyler, yeah, you just stay your ass at home, Tyler, after this. It's your last chance. I mean, he needs CJ and the boys to come through, because if this thing happens the way it has, that's damn sure going to be a problem. All right, come on out. We're going to start hooking folks up. We got so many potential prizes for people to win. All you got to do is get in on here. Get on in here, as we're at Aranda's Sports Bar right here in the Heights, right off of Shepherd, North Shepherd. Come on down here. Put your name in the raffle box, and you will give yourself a chance to win multiple prizes. Come out. Have a drink. They are making them things. I may need somebody to make me one. They are making these things, and it's going to be a good time to be had at here. All right, out here. All right, coming up to me, this is one of the real interesting decisions for D'Amico Ryans coming up in this game. And I am really intrigued to see how he plays this coming up on Sunday in the game. We'll discuss that as we continue rolling right here on The Drive.